This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
All righty. There we go. All right. Yeah. Raise it up a little bit there. Yeah. John Padilla, bro. Wow, that's a strong start to the morning. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Big time. Thank you. Thank you for a little love. Boy, you just open up and you start off with a super chat. That is very nice of you. We are hurting this morning. I got to tell you, this day-night shit is like catching up to me. And we'll be back again tonight for the Miami Heat postgame show. Hopefully it's a happy one. We desperately need a win tonight. Last night was absolutely amazing. Do you know what a star is? You know, because we have that discussion on another team. Do you know what a star looks like? Yeah. Last night. You know that guy named Tkachuk? That's a star. Okay, folks? That's a star. That's what I saw last night. That is, wow. And that dude hasn't even played what he's supposed to play in the last two games.
And he took that hit in the first, and then there was a lot
of the rest of the period.
Yeah, the rest of the period, and I think half the second. And he came back on. I mean, he was sitting on the bench, so they didn't bring him. Yeah, they brought him back in on the second, but yeah, he was there for a while. Shifts. Yeah, it took a couple shifts, probably to even out everybody, because, again, somebody took his spot. I think Stahl moved up from the fourth to the first, and then when he came back, he had to wait, I guess, probably for the – I don't know how hockey works. I guess you got to wait for the shift so they don't get burned out.
Yeah, man, crazy. And Miami Breaker 305, thank you also. Very nice of you sending in the super chats this morning. That is very nice. Appreciate that. Helps the platform as always. Miami Breaker 305 says, tip your bartender for the hard work all day, every day. Thanks, Big O, for the extensive work. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Thanks to Sean. Without Sean, we could not get this done. So we appreciate all of you out there, man, as always. How did I – I just see Frankie Fresco there. How did I do with my – I lost, huh? Okay.
As soon as you went against Chris Statlander, it was – yeah, you weren't winning.
Okay. All right. So we went against the stats and we lost. That's what happens sometimes. You go against the stats and you lose. Cameron Wolf is set to join us around 10:15. Manny Navarro will stop by at 11:30. We're out here at Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. We'll be back again tonight. Yes. We'll be back tonight, and hopefully it'll be a happy one tonight to talk a little bit about the Heat and the Nuggets. Last night was just awesome. Montour picked up the goal, and then the first goal, and then Verhaeghe got the game winner. Tkachuk tied it up to send it into overtime. I mean, it was just magical. Magical. And let me tell you something. Verhaeghe was a little quiet so far in this series. He made his presence felt yesterday. And again, that he's been money. And yesterday, last night, was just another money play by Carter Verhaeghe. That was just awesome, man. Bob was terrific. And let me tell you, you know how good he was? He only had 25 saves yesterday. And that's because the people in front of him also did a really good job, which they did a really shitty job in the last game. And then they served up Bob, because if you really look at it, most of the goals he gave up in the last game, it wasn't really his fault. There was one that I would really blame him. But outside of that, the other ones, I kind of blame everybody else in front of him for being, you know, just having poor positioning and fundamentals, and the effort just wasn't there. Yesterday, the effort was, well, the effort should be there. You're down 2-0. You lose that game last night, and the series, your season is over. Okay? I know some of you is, well, oh, you know, they could come back to win 4 straight. And yeah, I get it. Mathematically, they could do it and all that. Do I expect them to do it? No, I don't. As magical as this playoff run has been, not the season, the playoff run, I don't think they're going to come back to win 4 straight. So last night you had to win. And by the way, you got to win again on Saturday. Is it Saturday or Sunday? No, it is Saturday. It is Saturday. Then after that, you get 2 days off. Yeah, I don't like it for the Heat tonight. I don't like that the Heat only have one game off. I you know, Jimmy's hurting so badly. I don't think the one day off. I heard him in the press conference. Well, I'm feeling better. Get the hell out of here, bro. You know, it's just the sell job. I can't buy it anymore. I'm just not buying it anymore because I get it, bro. You got to stay positive and you got to reinforce the positive, you know, message and keep everybody feeling, you know, strong about all of it. So I understand the method behind the madness. But Jimmy is injured. And you're going to need these role players to step up. And I mean step up. So we'll see if that ends up happening, man. What do we got on a roll call here? John Padilla is in the house. Frankie Fresco. Jay Gelfin is in. Steven Gonzalez. Tua Time. John Padilla. Let's see. Says, maybe I missed it, but I did not hear the AEW announcers mention the Iron Sheik's passing on Wednesday. They didn't talk about that?
No, I don't believe so.
Wow.
I didn't see the very, very, very beginning. I have to go back and check my DVR, but I did not hear any mention as well.
Well, Tua Time says no, and you didn't see it. Pretty good chance it didn't happen, right? Because you guys are wrestling nuts. GP Trap says, good morning. Checking in from St. Augustine. Enjoy. Just don't drink the Fountain of Youth. Man, that water tastes like crap. Holy moly. John Padilla. Let's see. Alex Palenzuela. Gus 1388. EJ Barro. Miami Breaker 305. Pablo Diaz. Terry Lynch. Miami Breaker says, this team's going to give me a heart attack. No doubt, happy Friday. Zombie mode at work today. Oh, you have to be a dog this work week. Thanks for the content. I appreciate it, brother. Thank you. Well, Sean and I only know one way to do it, bro. We grind. That's the only way to get it done, right? I saw the Square show with a Wade for the first time with Lala and Gabby Union. My God, what did Lala do to her face? All that surgery looks hard. Really? Oh, the cube. Yeah, yeah. I've never watched it. It looks like a terrible show. It is terrible? Okay, so then I don't watch it ever.
Yeah.
Although I would want to watch it because of Lala and Gabby. I mean, those are two incredibly hot women.
And Shaq trying to hit free throws was pretty good.
Oh, I guess. Okay.
That's all this is, a basketball game with tennis balls. I mean, that's basically, and they move it around to where you have to make shots. It's
okay.
It's a Dwayne Wade show.
It always is down here in Miami, that's for sure. Ray Sosa in. Giovanni is in. Razzle Dazzle Crypto. Chad. Eddie Lepp. Terry. King Short. Lepp says, man, it looks so bad. Losing looked like we were gonna lose Kachuk and the series. Kachuk is fine, and we won the game. What a turnaround. Yeah, it was. It was amazing. Brett Campbell in the house. Shout out to Bob. Dude was an animal last night. He was. Played really, really well. And the guys in front of him also did their jobs, which helped him out big time. Although I got to say, man, we watch the Vegas Open and we watch our Open, and we got to pick it up, bro. It's like everybody, right? All 29 teams would be like brought down. Nobody's going to live up to Vegas.
Yeah, it's
Open.
Almost like the Panthers said, look, we're going to keep ours and let them, because if we try to spruce ours up, it's
right. Right.
It's going to come off as.
Yeah, yeah. Although I'd rather have Marino than Wayne Newton. Although Marino, my brother, you had a quick release. You got to be quicker on the drums, my man. Yeah, bro. Come on, Marino. I didn't see the quick release off the hammer, man.
He hasn't been working that core out lately. He didn't. He looked a little difficult trying to bend around and turn around.
Man. Yeah, man.
Although I was like, his body's probably.
I mean, we're all getting old, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm 57, so I know Danny's in his 60s.
And I didn't get hit.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Lisa Rose is in. Samuel Carabina, John Doe. Got to be honest, when Chucky went down and Vegas went up 2-1, I fell asleep. Very happy I woke up to a win. I asked, how? The answer was, Chucky. I can't blame you, John. It wasn't a fun watch last night. Really. Rosendo says, good Friday morning, Big O Nation. May this morning bring you the peace of mind you need to tackle any challenges that come your way. Have a blessed day. Thank you, Rosendo. As always, Big McD is in. J-Town, Fabian Festa, Isais, Brian Walters, Brian Landis, Nico Jones, Adam Pinkser. Enjoy the overtime dub last night, Big O. Way for the Cats to battle back. Amen. EJD is in the house. Yes, sir. EJDconstruction.com. Love it. Way to go, Eric. Did you get that stuff out of Binance? Everybody, get your money out of Binance. If in St. Augustine and going to the beach, go to Matanzas Inlet. Park on north end of the bridge. Okay. All right. You know, no doubt we can check up on you now, right? Because if you're telling me in St. Augustine, go to the beach, go to Matanzas Inlet Park on the north end of the bridge, I can easily go, hey, Eddie Lepp, is he saying the truth? Because we got listeners all over the world. And by the way, don't be shy to tell us where you're listening from, because it's always cool to see where you guys are checking the show out. Moosey is in. Duck Dog is in. Let's see. The new subscriber mode is better. I have no idea what they're talking about. Is there something that changed on YouTube or something? I have no idea. R-Rod. Rick D-Man.
No, and Dougie told us about putting it on subscribers only. So you have to be a subscriber for a certain length of time before you can comment.
Oh, I see. That's what it is? Okay. All right, cool. Cool. Yeah, it eliminates the, you know, you get less idiots. That's the beauty of it. We still get some idiots, of course. Like yesterday, these people started going after me like, well, you see the Dolphins are going to get him. And I go, I never said that the Dolphins wouldn't sign the guy. I just said they're not going to trade for him. They never did. And they're not going to sign him for big-time money. And they never will. That's all. I always said if he wanted to come here, he's going to have to take a smaller contract. I don't think he ends up coming here, actually. You know, if he wants money, that's not where he can't end up here. You know what I'm saying? So if he's looking for the big contract, and I get it, he's not going to get that here. But if he wants a team-friendly, Chris Greer, low-hanging fruit deal, then yeah. And all these guys, and so it's like this one guy who's like, who's just a troll all the time, and it's just like, yo, bro, just get out of here. You're done. Oh, I'm feeling those shades. Well, thank you, sir. Made a donation to autism. And so this was part of the donation. They give you the glasses. It was really more about the donation. You know, it's whatever. And I never thought of even wearing the glasses, to be quite honest. And then I got them, and I put them on just to screw around, and the polarized lenses are like, holy shit, these things are really good. And so I said, for fun, I'll wear them. What the hell, man? This is cool. Support autism. And at the same time, the polarized lenses are pretty good, man. So we'll take it. Nizzle is in the house. Let's see. Money in starting position. He should look at Denver. Yeah, that's probably where he should look. I mean, by the way, I don't mind he signs here. Load it up, baby. I don't care. But I have just told you from the get-go. By the way, you've noticed, like, national outlets and local people and all that, they've kind of gone to my side of the way that I've been reporting for months. Like, they're now saying, well, yeah, the Dolphins are in, but yeah, the Dolphins aren't really going to go out of their way to sign him and all that. And they're kind of like, Like they've all picked up on what I've been talking about for a while now. It's funny, man. It's really hilarious. Oh, man. I think Cook just wants to come home and play for a great team and coaching staff. I disagree with you. I think Cook wants to play here, but he wants to get paid. I disagree. I'm gonna be shocked, pleasantly shocked, if he signs here, because that means he took less money to come here. So I don't think that's what he's going to do. I really don't.
Let me ask you something, though.
Yeah.
Because you talked about it yesterday. I think it was with Omar. Or actually, it was Wednesday with Omar. I believe it was Omar. The receivers, they're going to have to make some decisions there, probably.
Yeah.
With the way, especially with the way Robbie chose. Exactly, with injuries.
Right.
But now you add Dalvin Cook in with the running backs. Where do, I guess, like.
Well, Miles Gaskin is gone. He's not your fourth. Or Salvin Ahmed. I'm sorry. Salvin Ahmed is not your fourth anymore. Because Salvin Ahmed is going to make this team as the fourth guy, and Miles is probably the odd man out if you're working the Higgins thing.
If they're doing the tight end thing.
Yeah, if you're doing that offline.
That's another thing with the tight ends, right? Because you're going to have.
You got the inline tight ends and you got the offline tight ends. I asked him about that yesterday, and he played it off beautifully. He says, well, they're all learning. And, that's where everybody starts. I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, that's where everybody starts. And then we build. So he's trying to tell us, we'll put the offline guys there now. But they're going to have to learn how to block and all that. And it's just like, yeah, okay, dude, I get it. Yeah, so does Gesicki. So that's the thing that if Cook comes, it will definitely eliminate Ahmed.
Because I think it was Omar was saying Ahmed might be able to make it as a specials teams guy. But if you do that, then you're taking from where? Because you only have 53, right?
A-Chain does the special team stuff, so he's wrong. A-Chain's going to be your kick returner.
Yeah.
So
I think he meant more along the doing
like a flyer.
I guess maybe, or somewhere around there, because he didn't say as a returner. I don't believe in the article. I may have missed it. But he said the only way Ahmed, if Dalvin Cook did come, he would have to make it as on special teams.
Oh yeah, but yeah. But
would they even keep another? I guess what I'm saying is five running backs just because he's a special teams guy.
No, they have a fullback.
Right? Yeah.
I have a fullback. They can't do that. The math doesn't work. I disagree with Omar on that one.
There's just a lot of – there's just too many.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll ask Cam now. Let's do it. Let's get to our KSDT CPA, Miami Dolphins and NFL report. Let's unleash the Wolf Pack.
We unleash the Wolf Pack. As we get the latest in the NFL and the Miami Dolphins with our KSDT CPA Pro Football Report with NFL Network insider Cameron Wolf. KSDT is one of South Florida's largest and one of the country's fastest growing accounting firms. KSDT CPA is a full service firm that also excels in crypto. Visit them at KSDTCPA.com or call 305-670-3370. Here's NFL insider Cameron Wolf.
All right. There he is. How you feeling, my man? Good morning. You ready to hit the links?
I am. The weather gave us a good scare yesterday, but right now it looks pretty clear, so I'm going to get out there and hit some balls,
Nah, it doesn't sound good.
For the Friday.
Doesn't sound good. You don't sound good right now. It sounds kind of it sounds muffly.
Don't sound good?
No, you don't sound good. Let's disconnect and reconnect here and see if we can do something with Cam here so we can get a clear Cam. What do we got? Right. What? Okay. All right, so do your thing. Let's see if we can reconnect with Cam and get a cleaner connection here with him on the show. Can you smell what the Fins are cooking? Special teams just got special with A-Chain. Yeah. He should be the kick returner and then Burial's the punt returner. That's kind of the way I see it. All right, we ready? Let's see. Let's bring him back. How you sound now? Say something.
Yeah, how do you hear me? sound better now?
No. No, it's
better
just...
at all?
No, there's just like, it sounds like a rapid-fired fart along with when you talk. Like, there's a... That goes with it or something. It's weird. It's like a weird thing. Go ahead.
Hey, you're still hearing it right now?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Try one more time.
Yeah. Can you hear me right now? How does this
sound? Yeah. It sounds bad. All right. Let's hook up later on. See if maybe we're still on after you do your 9 and we can hook up later on. We'll talk down the line, my brother. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Appreciate it. Actually, it didn't sound good. That was the problem. But that was Cam Wolf. We'll get him back and we'll get the proper audio for you to go along with it. Obviously, the internet signal, wherever he was getting interfered with, right? He might have been in a parking lot. You think his speaker was blown on his phone? Oh, I see. His earpieces. I don't know. It was bad. It was bad. So we will pass up on it for the moment, and then we'll try to catch up. Yeah, it did sound like rapid fire gas. I'm just saying. It just kind of sounded like that, you know? What's up with all the dumb self-inflicted penalties? You know, Brett, that was one of those things, except for the one at the end with Forsling. That was horse crap, that one right there. That guy, that was like a cheesy, cheesy call on Forsling. But you are 1,000% right, Brett. There were a ton of just stupid-ass penalties throughout the entire night. And it was head-scratching. And, you know, they scored two times in those six power plays. So you opened up the door for them. And you gave them opportunity after opportunity, and it was frustrating as hell, dude. I mean, who was it? Was it Montour or somebody who broke the guy's stick right in front of the crease? It was Montour? Was it Montour? Somebody. Even Barkov had a stupid penalty, dude. You know,
what's funny about the one in the stick, the announcer guy, the hockey player, the analyst,
yeah,
was like, oh. Guess they don't make sticks like they used to. Yeah, he was like, that was a little bit. But he also said he egged them out by sliding his hands up. The Vegas player, by sliding his hands up, egged him on to hit him and to cause the penalty. It's
just, right.
It's so amazing. I guess now that I'm watching hockey a little bit more and like.
The nuances.
The little things that they do to like just.
Right.
The little peppers there and there just to try to get a penalty. It's.
Right. Yeah. I'm just interested to see who called me. Okay. It's like funny. Okay. It doesn't have a name. So it was probably nobody that is important, or it was somebody trying to sell me something. By the way, remember, if your corporation, your company wants to be a part of our platform and sponsor one of our insiders, Dolphins, Heat, Panthers, Canes, maybe Inter Miami now with Messi, 786-754-4664. Reach out to us. That's our business line, 786-754-4664. And, of course, many, many reasons why we are here. And Craig Zins, Acura Pembroke Pines is one of the reasons. Proud sponsors of our platform. We're out here at 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 and Pines. And, folks, the lot is loaded. We got brand-new vehicles. We got certified pre-owned vehicles. We've got a large selection out here, so you can pick the car you want, the color you want, the style you want, the model you want, but more importantly, the price you want. So come on out here and visit all the great people, Larry Schlossberg and company, and tell them that Big O sent you here at Craig Zins, Acura of Pembroke Pines. And by the way, please hit the like button. Very important you hit the like button while you're watching.
You know,
yes.
Just so you know, Cam's going to try to jump on in about 12 minutes.
Okay.
But he does have the be off by 11.
Okay. Power play is still an issue. It's cap for life. A lot of what went on in that game is kind of what went on during the season. Okay? So if you watch the Panthers, they sucked on the power play throughout the season. They would commit stupid penalties throughout the season. You know, they were an up-and-down team until towards the end when you know, the Lion came in and roared for a couple of weeks, and they did enough to just sneak into the playoffs with a little help and everything, and then the rest is history. But a lot of the stuff that you saw go on last night is a lot of the stuff that we would watch throughout the regular season. I get that there's a lot of you that probably just got on the bandwagon and you're now really watching the Panthers. But if you watch them throughout the year, there was a lot of this shit go on throughout the year. This is why they weren't very good. You know, neither the Heat or the Panthers were very good throughout the regular season. Okay? They both were fortunate just to get into the playoffs. And then it's been just a magical ride. And I cap for life, I don't think they're going to fix the power play. It's too late now. You know, they kind of are what they are. What we have to hope for, Cap for Life, is that one of these nights, as the Eagles would say, one of these nights, we're hoping that one of these crazy old nights, right, that the puck is going to find its way inside the goal during a power play. That's it. That's what we got to hope. So, It isn't going to be that they fixed it. It's just maybe one of these wacky nights, they score one or two power play goals, and you just say, okay, we're fortunate tonight. But maybe if you're gonna win this Stanley Cup, you might need to have one of those nights where the power play actually works. You know? So. Oscar Quintero says, come to Fort Myers, Cape Coral. We'd love to, bro. We'd love to. Let's get a sponsor to bring us out there, and we'll broadcast live from their place. Sean and I will get in the car and shoot over and do a midday show somewhere in the West Coast. Love to do it. Actually, there was a bar, a Dolphins bar, that reached out to me like 2 years ago when I was starting the podcast and starting their live show. Actually, it's a live show, and then we podcast it. It's really what it is. It's really not a podcast. It's really a live YouTube show that we podcast. But anyway, when we started it, actually, it was Bill that was with me on it. I remember there was a bar that reached out to me, and they wanted to bring us out there. So I don't know if they're still watching, if they still want to do it, but they can reach out to our business line at 786-754-4664. And that's the other thing. We will travel, man. So if your business wants to be part of our platform, we'll drive, we'll fly, we'll go to different places to do the broadcast, man. Why not? It'll be a lot of fun. Taking Bennett off the power play would improve it right away. I mean, at this point, I don't know what's going to improve it or not. I'm not smart enough, to be quite honest. Papa is out in Lehigh Acres. All right. What, you know, every time I think of Lehigh Acres, you know what I think of now, right? I think of Laz and Cutler Ridge. Like, does anybody know what happened to Laz? Did he go to jail? Was he sentenced? Was it? I don't even know what's happened, man. I haven't heard anything of it. After that whole incident, I haven't heard a damn thing. He was a good dude, man. Good dude. Terrible moment. God. Man. And he took his animals seriously, so I don't know what the hell went on there that day. That was a bad day, but wow. Damn. That's what I always think of with Lehigh Acres. You know? Knight, thank you for the love and the super chat. He says, we need to get you a beach resort sponsor, LOL. Yes, that would be good. I think a beach resort sponsor would be nice. We do the show on the beach, hang out there a couple days. Yeah. Yep. No, not Laz of Power 96, bro. Not DJ Laz. Laz of Cutler Ridge, who was a avid listener here in South Florida. He used to call all the sports shows and all that, and he moved up to Lehigh Acres and had an incident. What was it, maybe 2 years ago already, 3 years ago? Something like that? It's been a while now. Yeah, you know what? I think it was pre-pandemic, bro. So it might have been 4 years ago already at this point. What was that? It was March 5th, 2022? No, it was only a year ago? No. That doesn't make sense. I mean, that has to be a follow-up story or something. February 28th, when? That's when it happened? Really? It only happened a year ago? God, I thought it was longer. I thought it was actually before the pandemic, and that time had gone by so much already at this point. But anyway, so thank you for listening out there in Lehigh Acres, my brother. I appreciate you big time. Rude Awakening is in. Bennett had a great assist last night for the game-winning goal, though. Yes, 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 yes. I expect offense to get returned to form and be top five, but what do you expect for the defense, top 10? Brett, yeah, I do expect the top 10. With that secondary, yeah, and I expect Jalen Phillips to have a bust-out year. I really do, and I think that, obviously, on the other side, you traded for Bradley Chubb, and I think Chubb's going to get out of the club, and I think he's going to have a terrific year also. I think that secondary is going to help them out immensely. I love the yin and yang of that defense now. Just, Brett, we need health, bro. We need luck. We need the guys to stay healthy. What happened last year was ridiculous. The amount of injuries that the Dolphins suffered last year, that's what really hurt them. Obviously, the 201 too, but all the other ones just buried. That whole secondary was injured. We need some breaks down here, dude. You know, we need a little luck. The Dolphins haven't had a lot of luck. You know, give us a little luck, please, football gods. Please. Just a little luck, man. As Paul McCartney would say. With a little luck. AEW should sponsor the show. I will talk to TK. There we go. That's it. That's it. I like it. Should sponsor your show. Sean and Frankie, they should sponsor your show. That would be cool. They can sponsor a segment inside this show, but they should sponsor your show. That's what we need. We need a title sponsor for the wrestling show. That's what we need. Last I heard about Laz, he was in Lee County Jail. Terrible situation for him and the other guy involved. No, he killed that person. That dude died. He didn't just stab him. He died. So, yeah. Oh, Papa says, that's funny. I moved from Cutler. So he also moved from Cutler Ridge. Cutler Ridge or Cutler Bay? He was in Cutler Ridge. Big O, that's Chico's a pimp. That Chico's a pimp. I don't know what that means. Big O, do you see Eazy-E being the odd man out of wide receivers this year? I don't know. You're asking me a question way too early in the game, my friend. I have to watch training camp in the preseason to see what kind of progress Eazy-E has made. Where is everybody else? You know, the Robbie, the Chosen Anderson, or it's Robbie Chosen or Chosen Anderson? What is it? It's Robbie Chosen. It is Robbie Chosen. Okay. I got a story for you, by the way. I can't tell it on the air. Anyway, Robbie Chosen, it's a great story right now. Okay? And I know that Omar Kelly has got the pom-poms on and he's leading the charge and all of that kind of stuff. But one of the things that I would say about Robbie Chosen is I would tell everybody, pump your brakes. Pump your brakes. Okay? He hasn't gone through any adversity here so far. Everybody else isn't playing. And so once Braxton Berrios gets into the mix and then everybody else starts playing and starts getting reps, and then we start seeing the difference between Robbie and Ezukama and everything else that's going to go on, then we can then make a determination, okay? And then we're going to see the moments where Robbie doesn't get as much reps as somebody else, and how does he handle it? Because the one thing that you can't, if you don't know anything about the history of Robbie Anderson, maybe you should Google it, okay? He's had his share of issues of maturity and things like that. So he also not only... See, Robbie has less to prove that he can play and more to prove that he can be a professional. So before you're so quick to hand him a job, he has to also show you that he has learned a certain level of professionalism while he's here. And so far, he hasn't been here long enough yet. Okay? So let's wait till we get to training camp and the preseason, and then we'll find out days where he has bad days, days where he is getting, you know, handled by one of the corners, days where he doesn't get as much reps as somebody else, and how does he handle all of that? And there's going to be those tests because the coaches are going to want to test him that way too. Because they're going to want to F with you a little bit to see if any of your old habits continue to come out. So it's really early for us to determine the value of the back end of the wide receivers. We know the front end guys, okay? We know those guys. But it's the back end guys. And then, you know, you have Cedric Wilson, who's going to be on this roster because of the salary. They have no choice. And if Cedric is tearing it up and feeling comfortable this second year in the system and all of that, and he looks better than Chosen, and he is bigger and thicker player than Chosen, what do you do at that point? As you come a bigger, thicker player than Chosen. All three tall receivers, but the body builds are completely different for two of the guys compared to Robbie. So it's really hard to make that determination right now. I need information, and I don't have it in a couple of mini camps, you know? So we just got to be a little patient with it. Let's see. What else do we have? It's a Dolphins year coming up, bro. I hope so, Dolphin Dan. I hope so, man. It would be nice. Dallas was close to a deal for Cook. Dallas makes sense because Pollard is terrific, but he's also has an injury history. And then Denver makes a lot of sense. I know that they went and signed Frank Smith, but they can create cap space, you know, with somebody else, especially with Russell Wilson, if they want to create a little bit of cap space. They can do that. So there are better options for Dalvin if he wants more money and more touches. If he wants to be a rotation and give a team discount, which somebody said, oh, I think he's going to give a team. I don't think so. I don't think he's out to give a hometown discount, but we'll see.
I think he might go to the Cowboys.
Cowboys or Denver make a lot of sense. Why? What happened now?
They have $12 million to work with.
Yeah. And
I'm just saying money-wise.
They're stupid.
As you said, though, Denver can work the cap space, so that's money doesn't really affect a lot with cap space there, but Cowboys have $12 million you just throw at them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and they have a need. They have a need. Because really, it's only Pollard there. So, yeah, that one makes sense also. And that for him, he gets to go to the Cowboys and, you know, all the fanfare and all that stuff. That'll be cool. But I'm telling you, unless he wants to come here for a serious haircut, forget it, bro. Forget it. You're done. I've been telling you this for a while now. I'm the only one in the media that has told you this for months now. Because I think it's been about a couple months now, right? That we've been at this silliness. It feels like a half a year. But it's a couple months. Damn, Big O, those might be the funkiest shades you've ever worn. Even Elton John is jealous. LOL. Well, support autism, baby. They're not a joke, by the way. These glasses are from a donation to autism. So this is the logo, the emblem that autism uses. So it's trying to spread a little love and a little awareness too, because that has affected many of us, right? If Cook becomes a Dolphin this season, this will be the best wide receiver running back trio in the NFL. Name a better one. Yeah, no, that's actually pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he goes to the Bills, fins up. They don't have a lot of money. And they have to sign guys and all that. It's like Miami. Miami can create the money, but what people don't realize is that they need money to kind of sign. Now it's Connor, which I didn't even think Connor would be this offseason. I thought it was more Wilkins and Sealer, and boy, was I wrong on that. I thought, oh, you know, they'll take care of Connor at the back end of the year, in the offseason. They can tag him. They can control him. And he and his agent are not going to have any of that. They want their contract now. So it's kind of crazy, man. Dolphins need a Kachuk. We got one. We got a couple. Tyreek Hill's a Kachuk. I think Tua's going to be a Kachuk. I think Christian Wilkins is a Kachuk. I think Javon Holland is a Kachuk. I think Jalen Ramsey and a healthy X are Kachuks. There's a bunch of, you know, really awesome players on this team. Now, Phillips, I think, will become a Kachuk this year. I don't know, man. I got to tell you, when Armstead's playing, that's Kachuk-like for that offensive line, man. Huge. I don't know. I think we got a few of those, man. The Heat need another Kachuk. They only got one of them in Jimmy Butler. They need another. So, we need High Snap Williams. Heat and Nuggets tonight at the Kaseya Center. Nuggets are favored by 3.5. The over and under is 210.5. Nuggets minus 165 on the money line. The Heat plus 140. Denver leads the series 2-0. As you all know, this is a must-win scenario tonight. There's no other way to slice it. They cannot go down 3-1 to the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets are better. They have two stars. Real stars. Miami has one broken star. And they've got to come up with the miracle of all miracles to try to come up with a victory tonight. This one is just like the Panthers last night in a must-win situation. They came through. And then tomorrow night, the Panthers will be in the same position. They have no choice but to come through. They cannot lose tomorrow night and go down 3-1, just like the Miami Heat cannot afford to go down 3-1. We attempt to release the Wolfpack one more time.
We unleash the Wolfpack as we get the latest in the NFL and the Miami Dolphins with our KSDT CPA Pro Football Report with NFL Network insider Cameron Wolf. KSDT is one of South Florida's largest and one of the country's fastest growing accounting firms. KSDT CPA is a full-service firm that also excels in crypto. Visit them at KSDTCPA.com or call 305-670-3370. Here's NFL insider Cameron Wolf.
All right, Cam. All right. Oh, you sound much better. Now,
let's go.
See, now now you sound pretty, just like you are. Okay. There you go. See?
All right. Wouldn't say I'm all that. You know, I'm probably a good 7.5 out of 10, but I'll take pretty.
You're an 11 out of 10. We all know.
I'll take it. Yeah, it must have been the car. I don't know what was.
Yeah, shit happens, bro. It's you know, yeah. Cell phones are not you know, they're still not perfected. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. Yep. You know me, bro. We roll, we adjust, yep. And we move on. No big deal. Listen, I'm sticking to my guns like I've said for months, okay? Unless he wants to take a serious hometown, you know, haircut here, forget about it, bro. But if he wants big-ass money and long-ass hair, it ain't going to happen here, okay? And as I said for months, they're not trading for him. They didn't trade for him. As I said for months, they're not paying a high salary, and it's not going to happen. Okay, so now let's play this silly hypothetical game. If he does come here and he does want to take a team-friendly deal,
yep.
Ahmed does not make the team anymore, right? It's him with Wilson, Mostert, and A-Chain, and that's it. Because of the fullback, because of the Higgins and Tanner Connor experiment, that takes up a spot there. And A-Chain can handle kickoffs, and Berrios can handle punt returns. So this would, if you're Ahmed right now, you don't want Dalvin Cook here, correct?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the reality is some of this is business. You got Raheem Mostert, you got Jeff Wilson. Both of those guys have money on their deals. And so you like, unless
good.
You're trading, unless
good.
You're trading one of those dudes,
right.
They're going to be on the roster.
Right.
A-Chain, you drafted in the third round.
Yeah.
And he looked good. He's going to be on the roster. And obviously, if you bring Cook in, he's going to be the roster. That's four running backs and a fullback, like you mentioned. And teams, you know, maybe they try to figure out a way to bring five. But the other issue is when you start to have that many backs, you start to ask how many of these guys are going to contribute on special teams. And historically, Mostert and Wilson have not been big special teams guys. A-Chain is smaller. Maybe he does a little bit.
My prediction is he's the kick returner. But go ahead.
Well, the kick return has been taken out of football almost these days, so I don't know how much reps.
That's the beauty of it. He won't be suffering any injuries.
right. And so maybe that is his role. Maybe Braxton Berrios is just the punt returner instead
guaranteed.
Of both.
Guaranteed.
And A-Chain's the kick returner. But you need some guys to play special teams. Engel is a place of special teams. But, you know, that's why it's tough to keep five backs. Like, Ahmed is not a huge special teams guy. He played more last year. But it's just not a huge part of his game. And so, yeah, a Cook signing probably would mark the end of both Ahmed and Myles Gaskin.
You don't think he signs here either, right?
I don't know if I would say I don't think so, but I don't know if this is much of a given as Dolphins fans would want it to be. I'm with you. I think that money's going to play, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how much money plays a factor.
He's 29, bro. He's 29. He's going to want one more payday.
Because Dalvin obviously wants to be here. I mean, he is not making it any secret. He's making these social posts. He's told people around him he wants to be in Miami. So if everything's even or even close, I think he goes to Miami. You know, if Miami's offering him $4 or $5 million and another team's offering him $5 or $6 million, I think he probably would choose Miami in that situation. But if Miami's offering him $3.5 million and some other team is offering him $8 million, I still find it hard to believe he's going to pass up, you know, multiple millions to play here. And so that to me is going to be the question. What are the other offers? The running back position has been very much depressed. And so he was set to make about $11 million in Minnesota. I do not think he's going to get that number. And I really don't know if he gets close to. I think maybe $8 million would be a number I think he should be, you know, probably satisfied with given the running back market. So, you know, Denver's been floated out there. The Jets have been floated out there. Obviously, Miami's a big name in that.
Dallas makes sense.
But here's the thing about Dallas. Dallas is paying Tony Pollard the fifth-year option, which is about $11 million. And the reason they got rid of Zeke, partially because he was declining, but partially because they didn't want to pay two backs, you know, a combined nearly $20 million.
But Zeke is a shell of what he was, so why keep him where Dalvin and Pollard is injury prone? Pollard has an injury history, so they don't have really another two back. So if you bring in Dalvin, I got to tell you something. For that quarterback, you better have some running backs for him, bro, because he's not that guy. That, you know, he's not the dude that, oh, if the running game isn't working, don't worry about it. I'm going to carry you all the way. That's not who Dak is. He hasn't proven to be that guy.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I have a lot of questions about whether Tony Pollard can carry the load themselves. But I'm just telling you kind of their thought process.
No, I got you. I got you.
Yeah, but trust me, Dalvin Cook feels like a Jerry move. Jerry loves the big name splash. And so Dalvin Cook does feel like a Jerry move, even though, you know, it would be contrary to some of the moves they've made this offseason.
And Sean just told us that they have $12 million of cap space.
Yeah, so it makes sense. And Dallas, like Florida, is a no state tax state.
Right.
And so those guys get, you know, we don't talk about that a lot, but that's a priority. You look at all the Florida teams, all the Texas teams, the Titans in Nashville, and the Raiders in Vegas. Those are the four teams that have the, you know, non-state taxes. And so, you know, that may make a difference. That gives you extra $500,000, maybe extra $1 million on that salary.
What do you hear about the Connor Williams negotiations?
I haven't heard much of it. I think right now it's a little bit of a standoff. You know, Mike McDaniel said they have had communication. So it's not like there's a, oh, we haven't talked to him in X amount of weeks type thing. Mm-hmm. But clearly, Connor's trying to make a point. He's trying to make a stance. He clearly feels like his side is not being heard or felt in negotiations. I don't know if the Dolphins have made any offer or if they're just telling him to play it out. But right now, Connor is trying to draw a line in the sand. Now, the big question comes in training camp. Is he still drawing that line in the sand and really willing to miss days and more fines? Or is this more of a, hey, let's try to do this summer and hopefully we have something done before our report? You know, I think about 2 years ago, and it's not exactly the same situation because I think X was a little bit more proven. But Xavier had a similar deal where eventually he wrote a letter and asked for a trade, and then he kind of held in where he came to camp, but said he had a little hamstring injury, and that lingered for like a week or so, and then they gave him kind of the sweetener. I don't know if the result's the same for Connor Williams, but I'm guessing that's probably his hope, that he can hold it out enough that they say, hey, you know, let's just give this guy something to you know, make him happy for this year, and let's figure out an extension next year.
I'd love to ask you, so what do you think about the people that filled in for him? But I just, you know, I can't take the inside guys at this point. I can't measure those guys. I can't judge people when you're really not padded up and really hitting. You know what I mean? But I will say this. I didn't see any real, in fact, wait a minute. I don't remember a bad snap.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
I can't say I saw every single snap. But right. I want to say I didn't see any go over anybody's heads or under, you know, under their feet or anything like that. All the snaps were pretty much on target. So whoever filled in, including Eichenberg, actually did a half-decent job snapping the ball.
So yeah, absolutely. No, I'm with you. I didn't see any snap issues either. And I'll tell you what, when you move your, you know, let's just call it your left guard to the center, you know, if that's the case, you wonder how that's going to transition, right? And I will say I saw some feistiness, and I like that. And yeah. I like that for that player regardless. You know, you're thinking about a young player who has been injured, who hadn't really shown his full potential. He's showing some feistiness and getting in a little bit of a scratch.
Raekwon? Is that what you're talking about, Raekwon?
Davis. Yeah, Raekwon Davis and whatnot. And so I like that. Whether he's at left guard or center or wherever he ends up, I like that out of him. So. I do think this team needs Connor Williams, but you know, you find out a little bit about your roster when you get placed in situations like this.
I screwed up. I thought that they would do Connor like towards the end of the year, right at the beginning of the off season, you know, but you know, I silly me, he's going into the final year of his contract. Nobody wants to deal with that.
Yeah.
No player. And, so I don't blame him for doing this. I really
and
don't.
The reality is, let's call it what it is with Connor. And you know, I'm gonna keep it really real with you. Connor had had some struggles early in his career in Dallas. He hadn't been the player that maybe some people thought he would be early in his career. And so when he signed with Miami, it was a little bit more of we're taking a chance
right.
on a guy who hasn't necessarily fulfilled everything. And we're also switching positions. And so he had a year probably that exceeded even the Dolphins' expectation. And so he's like, well, now let me get my up, because the reality is there's no guarantee he has that same season this year. There's no guarantee that that's who he is. So if he's the smart man that I'm sure he is, his agent is smart man, you want to get that security and take advantage of the situation of, hey, I played like a top 12 center last year, and so I need to get paid like one.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there. Your thoughts on Tua this week? What'd you see from him?
Yeah, I mean, I will say the last session we saw from him on, what was that, yesterday, was probably the worst I've seen him all offseason. And it wasn't awful. Like, there was, you know, the defense won the day, absolutely. And I would say the defense won most of the week, which is not a surprise.
That first interception had nothing to do with him. The X went over the top of the receiver. The receiver ran the receiver didn't run hard enough to get to that ball. He should have been a DB.
I hear you, man.
Great play by X. Great play by
X. All touchdowns end up on the quarterback's stat line, and all the interceptions do too. So I get you. There's context there that's important, but Tua goes down with the two interceptions. Mike White goes down with his two interceptions. Skyler goes down with his one. So, but I'm with you. You're right. And I honestly, it's a practice. This is where you try to work out different things. And
well, what I loved, actually, what I loved about that play was the explosion of X. He could not do that last year.
Yeah.
That's to me what stood out of that play. One, the receiver, which was Braylon Sanders. He's got to run that with more conviction. I was sitting there with OJ talking about this, and McDuffie says, you got to be a DB there. If you don't think if you don't think you can get there to catch it, at least you could get there to knock it down. Because if the DB went over the top on you to get it, then you're underneath. You have the quicker route to it. And so he also saw the same thing I did. But to me, the exciting part was, hell, X doesn't even do this shit.
Yeah. I'm telling you, watch out for X this year. I think he's gonna bounce back and have one of those years that he's known for. He's got an elite corner on the opposite side. He's healthy. His mind's in the right spot. He's in a scheme that's not going to have him run man coverage and follow receivers across the formation 90% of the snaps. And so I'm feeling a X 5, 6, 7 interception season coming, and he's gonna make it real hard on the Dolphins to decide to do what to do with them contract rise next year. And so I think X is gonna be one of the biggest beneficiaries of Vic Fangio and Jalen Ramsey.
I'm with you there. All right, one more thing before I let you go. The battle at number two, way too early to say anything, but I kind of like Skyler right now. That's just me.
So Skyler has been the better player this offseason. You know, it is what it is. It's only a month and a half of work, but every time I've been out there, probably I've been out there every day they practice, honestly. And Skyler has looked like the better, more accurate player pretty much every day. Now, it's only June. Skyler has been in the system before. Mike White hasn't. And so Skyler's got a little bit of an advantage for that. And so I'm going to give him time and see how it looks in training camp and also in preseason games, because there are players, and I'm not sure if Mike White is one of them, but there are players who are better gamers than practice players. You know, we know those guys. And so I don't know what Mike White falls into, but he can go into a preseason game and ball out compared to Skyler. The other thing is Mike White's going to have the benefit of the doubt. He was signed to be the backup. He's making $4.5 million guaranteed. And so he's not, it doesn't mean that he can do anything and be the backup. But if it's even, or even if it's close, it's probably going to be Mike White. But right now, I don't know that it's been even or close. And so if it looks like this in training camp, if it looks like this in preseason, then I'm with you. I think Skyler has to be the guy. That's number two.
He made some of the best throws this week, actually. So I give him credit. That skinny post he threw in the second day was really nice. And the inside shoulder he threw in the end zone, I thought that was outstanding, because that takes anticipatory skills. And dude, he showed it to me. One more thing before I let you go. I got game. New Jersey says Miami has not had a 1,000-yard rusher in 7 years. We need a real running back. And so, is that true? Do you need 1,000? Because I'm looking. Who won the Super Bowl?
yeah.
Kansas City, right? Who was Isaiah Pacheco had 830 yards, and Mostert had 900. I think, you know, we tend to, as we get older, we kind of have to lose our habits. The game is not about the ground game. It's about the pass game. The ground game is there to complement, and they're doing the right thing. Use multiple backs, just like Kansas City, and because that's how you got to attack people. The bell cow thing, like Derrick Henry, that shit's come and gone, bro.
Yeah, we're seeing in the values of running backs, what they're getting paid, their value more in volume than in quality. And so I do think you'll see San Francisco's done this for a while, but three or four different backs attacking the Cook. Even if it is Cook, like I've made a pun there, but even if it is Cook that's bringing in here and he's in the lead back, I don't know that he is a 250-plus carry guy. I think that you work him in. Last year is a great example. Raheem was the leading back, but Wilson, once he came in, was essentially even with him in touches. Imagine that now split at least with three, because A-Chain's going to get some touches. And if Cook's here, then it's split with four. And so I don't know that you have a 1,000-yard back, whether Cook is on this team or not. Now, 1,000 yards combined, yes, because Raheem, people don't realize this, Raheem had over 1,000 yards combined as a rusher and a receiver. But just 1,000 yards rushing with one back, I don't know if that if that needs to be a reality for this team.
And by the way, the only reason San Francisco invested in big in the back, it's because they weren't paying quarterbacks.
So right, that's right. Why, that's why they're talking about the
In their case, if not, they would be doing the same thing Miami's doing. They would have three, four backs like they normally do. They only went to this McCaffrey kid because they're not paying quarterbacks, so they have a lot of extra money right now.
And McCaffrey's different. Like, McCaffrey's one of those rare backs, kind of like Alvin Kamara was when he was fully healthy.
Right.
How Bijan is going to be used in Atlanta, where you're going to be at just as much a running back as your number two or number three receiver on a team. And so you're playing essentially a receiver and a running back in one body. And so that makes it a little bit more, hey, we'll pay this guy $15 to $18 million. Because we pay our number two receiver, you know, $12 to $15 million anyway. And so that's probably a lot of the thinking.
You got it. Follow him on Twitter at Cameron Wolf. And enjoy the links, my brother. Hit them straight. Be good out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. The Heat win tonight.
Oh, all right. They have to win tonight.
All right, good, my brother. Have a good
one. You got it. Let's hope so, man. Oh, baby. All right. KSDT CPAs. Listen, folks, if you own a business and you're going to need help in so many different areas, from healthcare to payroll to planning to savings, you name it, KSDT can help your business, evaluating your business, what it's worth, all those kind of things. KSDT does all of that. And, of course, they do your taxes, the personal business. Use that QR code that's right there on the screen. If you're listening on the podcast, call them 305-670-3370. Go to ksdtcpas.com and tell them that Big O sent you.